So, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'll let you have the spot. Go for it.
Hey, how everybody doing? My name is Chris. Go by the name of Innovative Vegan Views. That's my Instagram name. Life Skill Coach. I've been vegan for 2 years. Athletic, I box. And my thing is to uplift, to bring awareness to the African American community through healthy eating, dieting, and just self love. Just finding out who you are, and building on that.
That's awesome, man. So, how long have you been a vegan, and what made you choose that kind of a diet?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I've been vegan for 2 years. I've been vegan for 2 years. It's been a beautiful 2 years.
Yeah.
I actually became vegan. One of my cousins, he's been a lifelong vegan. He lives in Philadelphia. And we've been back and forth. I mean, he's been calling me like back and forth throughout the years to like come up there and try the vegan thing. And I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. So 1 year, you know, I'm really going through something. And I said, you know, I called him like, hey, man, I want to come up. I really want to try it. So I stayed up there about 4 months, 4 to 6 months stayed up there, and I just crashed right into the vegan diet. I went cold turkey the first day, dived into the vegan thing, and I've been vegan ever since. Oh my goodness, man, the changes.
Was it hard getting rid of meat, or did you feel
the
better?
The benefits of becoming vegan are excellent, man, so yeah.
Was it harder being a vegan or losing the other diet?
At times, the diet part is fairly rudimentary, I guess, for individuals that may believe like if they well disciplined, it's kind of rudimentary. However, the actual vegan, no leather, the diehard vegan, yeah. It might be a little bit difficult for individuals that aren't too big on animals, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just gonna be totally blunt on it. I'm more of a dietary vegan.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there right now. I'm more of a dietary vegan, so
yeah.
My veganism is mainly based on my diet, what I put in my body. Mm-hmm. I do care a lot about the plants and the animals. I do not want anything to mostly happen to them. However, I'm not opposed to anyone maybe eating an animal product or substances or consuming anything with the animal.
So you're not on the left wing side. You're more in the middle with it.
Yeah, I guess, right? So okay. That's a better definition right there.
Okay. Now, other than that, how do you feel that has impacted you? And also, I mean, I did ask you what did that do to your diet, but how do you feel that has impacted you and who you are now?
Wow, it's impacted me in so many ways.
Yeah.
I've even changed. Becoming a vegan has changed my way of thinking, has changed my way of my approach to a lot of situations.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in my body, developing and changing. I just told my wife, like, wow, I feel like my feet growing again. Like, I'm not even joking. I went from like an 8 to like a 9. Like, I'm not even joking. So, the benefits of just becoming vegan is awesome.
Was it like, less inflammation?
The impact.
You get like an alkaline diet in you, or what happens? Is it like more natural food? No, I'm asking, is it like a lot more natural food?
Yes, a lot more natural food. A lot of watching people cooking just raw food precisely. If you that's your thing to kind of saute them.
Yeah.
But mostly it's more of just like raw recipes. We do have processed vegan food that's for vegans that want to kind of dive in to like get that meat kind of texture. Mm-hmm. Like we might have like Beyond Burger, mm-hmm. Impossible Burger, things of that nature. So there are like a lot of meat substitutes out there for vegan and not necessarily like a raw thing, like a great vegetable, things of that nature.
Yeah,
so you can kind of it varies. So you kind of switch back and forth.
All right, that concludes the diet part of our discussion. So I'm not going to go further than that. All right. So now the next segment for you is wealth building, wealth creation, or just any aspect of wealth you wanted to discuss with our viewers and audience. I'll let you have the floor, and then we can moderate.
Well, viewers, I'm not wealthy yet.
Sure. You know? Yeah, I don't doubt that.
This is a journey. I just want us as Black people, as individuals, as Black young African Americans in America, mm-hmm. to understand the importance of wealth in obtaining wealth in America. Okay. I don't think it's like the number one thing. Of course, my number one thing is God. Okay. I put that out there. My number one thing is to believe in God at first, and everything else will follow. However, I believe in leaving your family or leaving your children, your grandchildren, something to live off of, something that we were deprived of a long time ago in this country. And I believe that, you know, we work on, you know, building each other up, creating wealth, starting our own business or your startup. I think that's the next step in our community moving forward, you know, depending on us to get us there.
Okay. Now, have you come up with ideas or plans for that to happen? Because there's a lot of people out there saying we need to do something, but then when that something comes up, they don't have an idea of how to do it or what to do. Do you have any idea that or direction some people can head towards?
As far as obtaining wealth?
Yeah.
As far as obtaining wealth, you know, the number one thing I have to tell you, be yourself.
Okay.
Be yourself.
Okay.
Write down your notes. Be yourself. The number one thing is the moving towards wealth is believing in yourself. You cannot move towards anything if you don't have any faith in yourself. That is the honest to God truth right there. That's the honest to God truth. Write out a plan. Write out a business plan. You know, take the time out your day. Take two, three hours out your day. 24 hours in a day. If you wake up at 7, try to scale back 2 hours and wake up at 5. Because if you work hard, if you have a job, individuals that have jobs, if you have a job and you're working as hard in there as you are for yourself when you leave, you're not moving in the right direction. In my mind, that's just in my mind. So the first step to accumulating wealth is believing in yourself and taking those necessary steps towards that. And that, you know, daily planning, taking notes every day, getting up, working on your body, your mind, your soul, eating healthy, you know, getting those things in order so that you can move in the universe. And for anybody that likes to, you know, face the universe, you know, I just say that, you know, the universe, you know, can put those things in front of you, you know, so you're able to obtain those things. And you have to be an optimistic guy. Stay optimistic when doing these things. And that would be the best advice, I would give to somebody, you know, invest. You know, scale back on a few things, you know. If you eat out every night, scale back on a few things. Save some money to invest in yourself. Believe in yourself, invest in yourself. That's the number one thing, right?
So, just for our viewers and stuff, what would you say would help them grow their investments? If you had to put like one or two things. What would you say would help them grow their investments? Would it be like
networking?
Okay.
Networking, young man.
Okay.
That's all the free money you need right there.
Okay.
Listen, when you chase the money, that it never comes.
Right.
So when you want to grow your investment, you grow your people.
Right.
That's how you grow.
Right.
The money aspect of it is never there. You ask anybody that's there. We're not thinking about the money. So when I invest, I'm investing. If I invest in something, I'm putting me into it, my time, my energy. You know, guys, so make smart investments. So
right.
when you do make your investment, in whatever you choose to do, just make smart investments. And like I said, what's the word I'm looking for? What I should say? Network, guys. Network.
Okay. And I'm going to have a lightning round for you of what comes up in your mind. It can be anything, but it's going to have a couple topics. It's kind of like a heads up. I'm not preparing it. It's not written down. It's just a little segment I would like to incorporate in my show. If I say to you, Bill Gates, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Okay, one more time. If you say to me what?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates?
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to my mind?
Yep.
Rich.
Lottery.
Yeah, I'm not. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Rich. I got you. Lottery.
I gotta get off these. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Lottery.
Lottery.
You
said lottery. That's
Yeah. What's the first thing that came to you?
Lottery.
Oh, you. When you say lottery,
what's the first thing that came to my mind?
Yeah. What's the first thing?
Scam.
Scam. Jail. Lottery.
Jail.
Jail. I'm shooting off like 10 different words. Like, okay.
Yeah. And you're shooting off the words, and I'm shooting off the first thing that comes to my mind. You say jail.
I got you.
Life.
All right. So this is gonna be the shootout segment. Oprah Winfrey.
Manipulative.
Really? Oh man, we'll talk about that later. Pescatarian.
Life. It's life.
You said life?
Life. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
All right, cool.
Vegetarian, life.
All right. Tofu.
Muscle.
Obesity.
Ugly.
Okay. A therapy.
Recovery.
Okay. I got a couple more for you. Fitness.
Sorry, say it one more time.
Fitness.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My kids were talking at the same time.
Fitness.
I'm sorry.
Fitness. Working out. Fitness.
Fitness.
Yeah, fitness.
Oh my goodness. Strength. Oh my goodness. Six things popped in my head at one time when you said that.
That's the point of it. Lifestyle.
Vegan.
Okay. And Bitcoin.
Blank.
No way. Really?
Yeah, blank. When you got the Bitcoin, blank.
All right, cool. So, how about an office?
Oh, business.
Restaurant.
Life. Life. That's life.
Malnutrition.
Say it one more time.
Malnutrition. Like bad nutrition.
Skinny.
Okay.
When I said malnutrition, I thought skinny popped in my head.
Okay, what about being average?
You say average?
Average.
People.
Okay. Successful.
Me.
Okay. Steve Harvey.
Wrong. Happy y'all. They told y'all to get involved.
All right. Having a book.
It's life. Okay. Having a book is life.
All right, we're going to pause on that one. Give me one second. Mm-hmm. So, Dan, I'm going to call you back. One second. Are you outside?
I'll be right back. Okay.
All right, I'm on my way. All right. All right. Give me about 20 minutes. We're going to continue the next segment. All right, Chris, now we're back for the third part of this discussion, which is about just overall, where do you go from here? We've talked about having a healthy diet, what it means to you to be a vegan as well, and then also just wealth in general and creating something for the next generation. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So I'll let you take over this topic, and then that way the listeners or the audience can be able to enjoy it. Go for it.
Hey, guys. Once again, my name is Christopher. My Instagram name is innovative_vegan_view. What we do here at Berkeley is we would like to present the individuals a healthy lifestyle. We do dieting, free eating, mentoring, coaching, you know, and just your basic life skills, guys. But number one thing is trusting God. So my last topic will be about how individuals such as me, other individuals within the community, the African American community as a whole, can move forward towards that fame, or you know, that action. I'm sorry, or just you know, act on that. You know, trusting God and believing in ourselves.
What do you mean by individuals? Do you feel like a lot of people don't take action, or is it fair to say like a lot of people talk and nothing gets done?
More of a lot of people don't know who they are.
Right.
The action they do take is the wrong action, and we need to correct it.
Okay.
Into trusting God.
Yeah.
And God and His plan is really moving us forward as a people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily allowing or being influenced by certain entities, you know.
What do you mean by influence, though? Do you feel like a lot of people are manipulated by being average or being status quo, per se?
You know, more of being manipulated by
money. Can we go there?
It's so broad, right?
Yeah.
It's so broad. So it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
So we as individuals on this planet, you know, I'm speaking of individuals as a whole now, but mainly African American. We are deceived and lied to on a daily basis to the point we don't know who we are.
What do you mean by we don't? Because there are some people who would say, I say this in a challenging term, not to be a devil's advocate or anything, but like,
no, of course,
like a lot of people sit there and say, I know who I am, I know where I stand, and I know what I represent. But what do you mean, like people are selling out or they take a buyout option?
Mainly, when I say deceived, meaning it gets deeper than that. It's more of, yes, necessarily selling out. People not
standing up,
just trusting the process.
Okay.
You know, it's being manipulated by certain things, like in mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
Hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It to say that it's tough because you know I listen to rap music, it's contradicting.
Well, this me, but this I is think Yeah, this is actually how the station or the podcast got started. It was about music. And then I end up realizing it's more than music. It's a lifestyle. It's a culture. And we propagate that kind of message. I mean, whatever you represent, you represent.
But do you believe, the culture is what's killing us? Do you see it from that point of view? I believe that is.
Well, the culture of being, how do you say it? Being a kiss ass to society, yeah, I do.
No. I'm mainly speaking to my people, meaning
like we're not healthy.
When I say,
we're not knowledgeable, and that's part of being kiss ass. Like, people don't want to take control. Now, me living in Knoxville, there was actually a famous black millionaire. And he was running. That's why I asked you about all those topics, what came to your mind. He was running horses back in the 60s and 50s, and he made most of his money doing that, became a millionaire. And then they passed some laws against it, right? Gambling and all that. And that kind of took away his source of income, if you ask me, right? But in terms of making money, I think there's a lot of methods and people are just either not aware of them. Like, now I do insurance. If you asked me to do that out of college, I'd have laughed at you. Like, I seriously would have laughed at you. But now I see the value of not just generating revenue for myself, but like being able to help somebody create another source of income, or if not just income, another source of security, that even if they have some kind of accident, they're not going to lose a bunch of income trying to get rid or get better. You know what I mean? Or like how most African Americans don't even have a life insurance policy because they don't have any value in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because they're told that they don't. They're not of value. They listen. Look what they're putting into our children's mind. Mm-hmm. They're calling them demons, slime. You hear this, slime ball?
Tell me about that.
Wow.
Tell me about that one.
I'm just speaking on the culture.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking on the culture. You know. I think it's a lot of things that's being betrayed to the community that don't need to be betrayed in this point in time in life right now. We don't need to be calling each other slimes and demons right now.
Right.
Not right now. Too much going on right now.
Right.
It's too much going on.
Do you think it's on the surface or it's more like psychological?
Yes, of course. It's always psychological. It's always psychological warfare.
Okay.
If they could physically just come out with a gun and kill us all, then that'd be easy. That'd be easy. But listen, you think they can get away with that? Blame me. No. It'd be easy. No.
I mean, it did happen with Trayvon. Or I can go Freddie Gray. Yeah, he kind of got shot. And you know what happened to his killer? He got bailed out. He was free.
Yeah.
He was free to go do whatever he wanted. And they personally raised the funds for him for it. Because it was like $250,000 bail.
That's just so per evil. Like, let me get this straight.
Go ahead.
Like, I'm not one to believe that the so-called white, I don't believe that, like, the white race is everybody that's white is evil and I don't know. I don't believe that. No, I'm sorry. I don't believe every white person is evil. No.
Okay.
But I do believe, I do believe there's a certain group and there's a certain entity that hates the black man to the point he has built a strategic plan to stop or hinder the growth of the black man. Yes. I do believe that.
In what sense is that, though? Is that like economic, or is that something that you feel
economically? Listen, mentally, yeah. Physically, social. Listen, mind, body, and soul.
Tell me about it.
Destroy your mind, body, and soul.
Tell me about it from your view.
Just to think about it. My standpoint. Think about it. The project. Why? I had to think about that one day. I sat down and thought, like, why do they call it the project? And then when you do your research, you realize that they put us all in these one big group, and they put us in. And look at the city. Look at the urban communities and the city. It's all planned out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's structured. Projects. The pole home. You call it. You call the name. We sit us there, and they study us. They study our ways.
Mm-hmm.
They learn how to get to us. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to create a boundary amongst one another. Learn how to put barriers. I'm sorry. You know, make us hate each other.
Now, do you feel like we perpetuate that, though?
Huh?
Do you feel like our culture perpetuates that kind of hate? Because I don't think something can go on for more than, like, 5, 10, 15 years unless somebody or someone believes that they're stuck with problems. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel like you're stuck with a problem.
I don't want to say like this applies to every black man. No, I'm saying this. I'm sorry. I'm saying this. Me personally, I will continue to fight. I will make it out. I will make it out where I have, like, and I'm still pushing through the grace of God in the name of Jesus. That's the only way I can keep going. But mm-hmm. I'm saying, yes, it's still a plan, a bigger plot, though. It's still a bigger plot, though. It's not like everything is fine for the black man in the United States. No, it's not fine for the black people. It's not all cool for the African American community.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get the same things other communities get. Mm-hmm. We get the back end of the shit. You know, they don't really care about these young men killing themselves down there in the city,
mm-hmm.
shooting each other up. You really think they care? We can find Bin Laden. We can find what you call it. We can find what's the term for the ISIS leader.
Oh,
we can find people like that.
Yeah.
What you mean to tell me you don't have enough intelligence or anything like that to sit down and even talk to these young men down there? Because it's mental.
It is. I agree. I don't disagree on that.
I don't.
The reason why I agree with that is kind of like getting an education for me wasn't even a challenge. It was just so where I was in life, and what I had to realize was that I wasn't entitled to where I am in life. I earned it.
Exactly.
Like a lot of people, I want to say right now, are feeling like they're mm-hmm. entitled to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm gonna work hard the way I gotta go.
Right. And the thing is, when you lose all that, you kind of like lose respect from your family and for your family. Because the one thing I do realize now is that a lot of people don't understand where they come from. Right? And I don't mean it in a bad mm-hmm. sense. I mean, like, yeah. a lot of people really don't understand, like, who they are or where they're from. And what that does mm-hmm. in a society, if you don't have a origin or a place to call home, you're kind of mm-hmm. like a lost soul or a vagabond stuck in a society whereby you don't have a past and a beginning.
Right.
You're just there
existing. That's kind of what. But do you agree? That is what we've been taught for us as African Americans. We don't have a beginning in America.
Not at all. Yeah.
Shift to slave.
Yeah.
That's all we have. We have no beginning.
And the thing is.
So therefore, excuse me, Jared, I'm sorry.
Go for it.
We don't know who we are. So therefore, they create every single thing that we're supposed to be. You know. They create this image of a thug. Of a, of a, of of a pig pen, or this guy, this flashy guy, or this masculine man with this feminine look. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They created this, you know?
That was part of the reason why, like, Dave Chappelle stopped working with him. Because I think they wanted him to emasculate himself. I really do. I mean, if it was worth $50 million, he'd have done it. But it clearly wasn't worth that.
All right. I might get a little crazy right here.
No, go for it.
Me personally, this is my soul belief, man. And I, you know, if I die today tomorrow,
you at least live to tell it.
Meet my creator.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I would tell him that I believe is going on in the world right now.
Go for
it. And I don't think, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you believe is the biggest war going on in the world today? Right now, the second, the past, the future, the biggest war.
Well, it's actually civil war in America. And I don't mean
You believe it's a war in America?
Yeah. And it's beyond like being understood.
Sorry, go ahead. Explain why. Go ahead.
Because
you can elaborate on why.
Because black men are killing each other over nothing. Maybe some shoes here and there, but over nothing. It's not even value of being killed. It's like they're killing each other based on things that weren't even created by them or for them. Like, for example, I'll give you one, all right? What do you think of Jordans?
Now, the biggest war.
What do you think of Jordans?
The biggest war is between God and the devil. That's okay. It, and that's all.
I'm listening.
Thousands of years and years and years to see, right? So what he do? He attacked himself, the spirit, because if you read the Bible, you will know that the devil was the prettiest angel. See, people got it confused. They think they're going to see the devil with razor horns or this ugly face or something like that. Or, no. He comes in his best form. He comes as a family member. Because like you just said, right? Mm-hmm. Some family members even angry or distraught every time you see him, because they don't even know how. They confused. And then we know, like it is written, what the devil is the author of confusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the author of confusion. Well, he confused the world. That's why we got religion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just supposed to be holiness. It's not supposed to be religion. It's just supposed to be holiness. No Christianity. He's supposed to be a Christian, though. Christianity is a religion. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get that. So would you say you're more spiritual than religious? Because religion is a set of beliefs.
No. I would say this. I'm a God-fearing man walking towards holiness. You know?
Yeah.
Finding out who I am. Why am I on this earth? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Really talking to God during my tough times, during my rough times. Mm-hmm. Really trying to get people to understand, like, listen, y'all, it's all a trick. Think about it. If I'm the devil, and think about it. Everybody believes, most majority of the world believes in God. Mm-hmm. So we believe in God. We know one day we got to meet this person. And he's judging us based on our life. When we meet this person, he's judging us based on our life.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to tell me all day long, I got iPhones, iPads, computers, distracted.
It can be. I mean, some kids don't even have the social skills.
Think about it.
Yeah.
When you sit and think about it, it's all a distraction. Think about it. He don't want you to know who God is, because if you don't know who God is, you're going right to hell. That's just what I believe.
I got you. And is it fair to ask you, then, since that was said, that a lot of people either have little or no knowledge of God?
Yeah, of course we don't. We know nothing. We know nothing, Jared. We know nothing. That's why we, that's it's seeking you shall find. That's why we're supposed to speak in faith, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the like that. That's how we, that's the ball game that's going on right now, Jared. It's holiness right now. It's mm-hmm. a war going on. It's a spiritual war going on. It's going on. Mm-hmm. Like God not saying we can't build wealth. He's not saying create, you know, not create. But he's saying love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just, for some reason, there's a lot of hate going on in the world right now. A lot of wars going on, economically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People lose a lot of money. People losing their homes. Families out here. You live in the richest. We live in a free, the land of the free, the home of the brave, or whatever. I don't believe in things like that too much. No more, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We got all these homeless people, but we got billionaires. Nowhere in the world.
Well, that's kind of law of attraction, if you ask me. It is. It's a lot to do with law of attraction. But I kind of feel like we set up this capitalism society so that one or two people out of 10,000 will do better. Not everybody. And I agree with some of the rules about the market and all that. But also, with that, it should be an equal benefit for everybody. You shouldn't have to lose out because somebody else is making a new business idea. Or have you seen a homeless man with their iPhone? It's almost sad.
You said that I think a homeless man with what?
An iPhone. You ever seen a homeless man with the iPhone?
No.
Why is that? Because their assets, they're not making any money or any assets or any benefit from having an iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
At all. Now, what is essential for somebody to live and enjoy their life? Do they need a phone?
No.
Not at all. We just created that need in the last 10 years. Right, if you don't have a phone, you can't work. If you don't have a phone, you can't do this. You can't do that. They just tell you all these things in society, and we're just suckers because we believe a lot of it.
You are so right. That's why I advise individuals to take the time out their day with no phone for at least an hour and spend, you know, with that spiritual side. Spiritual side, you know, meditation, you know, if you, whatever spiritual, you Muslim, you Christian, whatever you are, you know, you spend time with your God. You know, get your peace of mind, you know?
Yeah.
But I know I do. I didn't do it this morning, so God forgive me, but, you know, I really do this almost every single day. Like, I do not play with this. You know, I make sure I talk to God because I got to understand, like, this world that we live in, we live in on borrowed time. But what we do here is only for them at the end of the day. Like, Jared.
Yeah.
You reach out and you touch and you help a lot of individuals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a purpose there.
Well, my thing is this. If I can share 10 to 20 people's stories and they share it with 10 more people and those 10 people share it with 10 more people, I think we can go far in our society. I really do. But that's in regards to my belief.
But you're doing it, so
yeah.
So your purpose. I don't like me. I don't want to make everything about money with me. Like,
right.
I mean, I will accumulate money. Like I will be successful. I will accumulate money. But that, I mean, but I'm saying as far as living for money, I don't want to live for money. You know,
it's temporary. Like, you know, the first thought I had when I had money, I was like, this is nice. It feels good. But I had to work my ass off for it. So I was kind of conditioned to working for money at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I didn't. Because if I had learned a different way of how to make money, I probably would have done that. And I would have done that earlier. But I was conditioned to, because my grandmother was the first person that actually gave me a job. She gave me some money for something she asked me to do. I couldn't understand half of what she was saying, but she said, if you do this, you'll get this money. I was like, all right, cool, I'll do it. Because my ass was desperate. But the thing was, she had a farm, she had cows, she had all this stuff. And she still has that wealth because of my grandfather creating that. Now, if I know how to do that at that age, I'd probably be in a different situation now. That makes sense. Like, I wish I'd learned these lessons from them when I needed them. But, you know, sometimes...
I'm sorry, did they...
No, but sometimes you need to face some kind of adversity or some kind of challenge in your life for you to move forward in life. And that does happen. I do believe that does happen to people. Now, as far as...
That on one of my posts a long time ago.
You did?
To really grasp hold of life.
Yeah.
To realize that materialistic things do not matter.
Yeah.
To go do something tragic. Not that necessarily you have to, but most people that go do something tragic.
Yeah.
They understand the value of life.
Yeah.
They charge for it. It's not about money. It's not about fame.
Right.
It's about God and it's about helping people like Jared, like you do.
Yeah.
Helping people get to their dreams, helping people reach their goals. And that's what it's about. Loving each other, you know, caring for the next man. You know, no one is perfect. Okay, he did something wrong. Okay, we understand, guys. Let's start loving each other at the end of the day. Because we can fuel the plot right there. We can mess up the plot right there.
And see, a lot of us are taught to attack and to hate. You know how many people are either in legal or financial trouble and are either African-American or a minority? You know? Yeah, I can repeat it. Do you know how many people are in legal or financial difficulty and are a minority? Tons. I'm not going to say half, but a ton of people are. And it's not sad. It's the fact that a lot of people are not educated, or if they're educated, they are not
financially literate.
Yeah, we can go there. Because you can have a great education from blase blase school, and I could sit here and mention names, I'm sure you could too. But that makes no difference if you're not able to save for your children. You're not able to plan out your future financially. It makes no sense, right? Now, it also doesn't make sense when you have people that can create for others opportunity and they seem not to understand how to share the wealth. I'm not blaming nobody, right? I'm not blaming nobody because I think everybody's here by circumstance. To be honest, I really do. But as far as like us meeting and gaining and growing from each other, a lot of people are not prepared. They're not prepared for that.
I'll tell you this. We need more people like you.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, because we need more people like you. Because if you can bring other people voices and stories and goals to life, then that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And most people like me, that believe we don't have a voice. And once I hang up this phone, when I wake up, I'm in my head and I'm sitting there saying, I need more books. I need more books because I need to read more so I can be more fluent next time that we speak.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just having a game.
But you see, my thing is this to you, and hopefully this isn't a challenge for any of us, But, like, we have to challenge our own society. I'm not saying we have to be some kind of utopia and people act like they didn't grow up in America or whatever. But I'm saying, like, for even, like, the Japanese, when they got bombed in Pearl Harbor, they had to change something about their society to be able to come back from that and not feel so depressed and held back by what happened to them. And for us, I think there is such a thing as a pre- or post-traumatic slave syndrome. There is. And we carry it. We act like we don't. But I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, and please subscribe, share, or donate. Even $0.25 goes a long way towards the production of our podcast. Thank you.